Those incarcerated and experiencing homelessness live in congregate settings, which means an outbreak is more likely than for someone who lives in a house or an apartment. Cases in prisons are rising across the country. More than 400 experts in epidemiology, public health, and criminal legal policy penned a letter to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, urging them to prioritize the incarcerated alongside those in long-term care facilities. People experiencing homelessness often work service industry jobs, which come with an additional risk of exposure, according to Jay Poliziani, director of Northside Common Ministries and the Pleasant Valley Men's Shelter.
If they bring that back to the congregation of folks that are here, it could be pretty disastrous.
Both the homeless and incarcerated are in the next phase of Pennsylvania's vaccine distribution plan, which also includes critical workers and other high-risk populations. It's not clear yet when that phase will begin or how groups will be prioritized within it. Kylie Kaczynski in Pittsburgh.